Hello, lovely hogs. Andrew here, and we are so excited to bring Trusty Hogs Live all over the world. Yes, as you listen to this, we have one date left in Australia at the Sydney Factory Theatre. That is on the 27th of April. And then we are back in the Northern Hemisphere with Dublin. Yes, we are so excited to come to Ireland for the first time. We're bringing Trusty Hogs Live to the Laughter Lounge on the 4th of June. Tuesday the 4th of June in Dublin, there's going to be an Irish history lecture from Heather. There's going to be drunken karaoke. There's going to be problem solving. All sorts of chaos. All the usual. It is not to be missed. Make sure you get your tickets early because we are expecting to sell out. TrustyHogs.com/tour for all the tickets and info. That's Dublin on the 4th of June. Then we are into July with Bristol, Brighton, Edinburgh in August, London at the Clapham Grand on the 16th of October, and then we close out our tour in Manchester on the 6th of November. So make sure you go to TrustyHogs.com/tour. Get your tickets quick because some of these are already sold out. Some of them are very nearly there, and we cannot wait to see you.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It's the 100th episode.
I'm too emotional to do this.
Helen, we've both got our shoulders out. We're shimmying into our century.
I can't believe we're 100 years old.
100 episodes!
I remember when we were four. We were little. I thought I'd have love by now. You were supposed to be married. We've fucked up our lives.
It's crazy.
All we've done is this podcast.
Yeah, it is crazy that you made me promise that it would be over if I got pregnant or had a baby. Was that it?
No, I baby, you married.
Yeah, and neither of us has managed
either. No, the only thing that we've progressed on in the last 100 weeks of episodes is Andrew's teeth are now straighter.
2 years.
Yeah.
And they're still not done. The fucking
still the braces are still on.
For fuck's sake. 100 episodes.
We've achieved nothing.
No, congratulations. We've achieved 100 episodes. Air shake. I don't want to touch your hands.
Okay. And there's so many really sweet animals in the world, and they're just ignored and then just left to die in the woods.
Well, just because you looked at some Highland cows a minute ago.
It's my just algorithm. On the algorithm. And I need you to stop with the Highland cows. I need you to stop. Now.
They get so chilly in winter.
I can't with this. I can't. Please.
But then
I
they
beg.
Have lots of hair and they're very fluffy.
They do. Yeah, welcome to the 100th episode of Trusty Hogs.
Woohoo!
Through the fog, step Trusty Hogs, yeah, you're gonna give them your problems and they will solve them, or maybe they won't, and that's your problem. They'll have guests and Andrew White on the tech. Oh, it's Helen and Catherine as the Trusty Hogs. Trust the Trusty Hogs, or maybe not.
Okay. And the other thing we've achieved is that I know what to do with my curls now.
What?
Like, I know how to make them curly and not.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, so that's good.
What?
I know. What? I was like, they've looked the same for the last, like, since the, I don't know exactly what week it was, but the one where Catherine cut a fringe.
Oh, and the fringe is gone. Hallelujah.
Okay, you've actually progressed loads. My hair's slightly darker in colour. Not this week, but just in general than when we started.
Here's the thing, Helen.
I've gained a bit of weight. I guess since we started, probably.
Yeah, listen, haven't we all?
I was going to say, it's not on that point, on the hair point. Your hair is much darker because I searched GIFs for Helen Bauer on Instagram, and there's one of you, and it's so blonde that I was like, is that actually Helen? I had to Google the hypothetical clip to make sure.
I have a GIF?
Yeah, it's you on hypothetical.
What am I doing?
I'll find it for you.
Why were you Googling that?
Because
Say wanking.
No, I wasn't Googling it. It was on Instagram. There's a feature where you can make a story out of a GIF. And I was like, oh, let's see if Helen has a gift. I don't know why. I should have searched for you as well, Catherine. But it's
Whoa.
It's been an absolute blast.
That's so harsh that you haven't even checked if I...
Oh, yeah, my hair's so blonde then.
It really is.
Am I wearing the same
you're
dress?
Tan.
You are wearing the exact same dress.
She has one nice thing.
I literally have like four outfits.
She has one nice thing.
I've worn
thing.
Repeat outfits on TV so many
That's
times.
Fine. We're not fucking millionaires. That's
exactly.
Fine. That's fine and it's sustainable.
I believe in sustainability. It's taking a lot of flights at the moment, sure. But
if you search Catherine Bohart, the first thing that comes up is Moira from Schitt's Creek.
Stop. That's amazing.
That's so harsh. How? Only on your algorithm, though. When I do it, my ex-partner comes up.
Mm.
Woohoo!
I would love to be attached to someone that intent. Or maybe if I typed in my name, maybe like Sunil Patel would come up.
Ellen and I are thinking...
Probably you. You'd come up for me.
Yeah, I think so. I think so too.
That's cute.
Ellen keeps pitching, or you'll do. Or you'll do too.
What a you'll second do instead. Season that would be. But we're not here to go
we're not
over
here
our
that.
Relationships.
No, we're not.
Because we both have them.
Oh, we do have some AMAs about past relationships, though. Should we avoid
Fabulous.
Them?
Fabulous. No, let's get into it.
Okay, well, no. Do you want to explain what we've done? Because
okay,
Oh, my
it's
God. How have we not managed
this
to figure this out
This is a hellish
yet?
Start to the episode. Welcome to episode 100 of the podcast, Trusty Hogs, where we tell you about our gorgeous lives and we help solve listener problems. Mm. More importantly today, we've done 100 episodes. We're going to celebrate. How are we going to celebrate? Well, we've asked all of our patrons and you, our dear listeners, to send us in your questions. We are going to do an Ask Us Anything. We might live to regret it. And I do think we're both allowed, shall I say, we're both allowed one pass
okay.
for ourselves and we're both allowed one pass for the other person. And that's
so if
it.
I think you shouldn't answer something.
And that's it.
But we don't have to use them. But we only have one each.
But you're allowed one for the other person where you can veto that they're not allowed to say it.
Okay.
And one where you can offer for yourself.
Which means that you cannot have vetoed anything before, yeah. Andrew.
All right.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Should we have a coffee before we do this? Because now I'm nervous.
No, you have enough energy. You're grand.
No, I think I need a coffee.
I think you're fine.
Andrew, can I have a coffee?
Yeah. Andrew's not in charge here.
I'm also.
I knew you were in charge. I fucking knew it. And for all these fucking 100 weeks, you've been like, oh no, Andrew's the producer. Andrew's the producer. But I know you meet up behind my back and you plan these things. I knew you were in charge. You fucking piece of shit.
It's crazy.
Let me into the meetings. Let me into the. I won't do what happened last time. I promise I won't get drunk. Let me into the room.
No.
Is this where you plan like dates for us to do Trusty Hogs Live and stuff?
How do you think those happen?
Well, I don't know.
Oh, and by the way, if you stay tuned to the end of the episode, we have a huge announcement, which Helen might also be finding out about because she never listens in the meetings that
no,
she
I know
does
about
attend.
Andrew told me.
Then why don't you answer the fucking emails?
There's been emails.
Oh my God.
That actually, that's ridiculous.
Text messages you don't reply to.
Well, sometimes in the WhatsApp group, because I've got WhatsApp and Signal and a couple of other different like, messaging things.
Uh-huh.
For my Pokemon group.
Right.
Oh, I got an email.
Helen,
and I won't respond to it.
Can we?
This
is the worst
is
start
happened.
Ever to our
okay.
episode.
Episode 100. We're best friends.
And we're doing Ask Us Anythings. Off you go, Andrew.
I thought of one more stipulation.
For what?
For
the Ask Us Anything.
Yeah.
Go on.
Maybe we could have an option of like, I'll answer it, but for the patrons.
Yeah, fair, okay? fair.
Like, just in case.
Yeah, I like that.
Just in
okay.
case, because
like
it's that. Still a smaller community
yep.
where we...
Those people pay for our secrets. I get it.
They,
get it,
yeah,
get
yeah, yeah. And sometimes it's like, so what's comfortable telling a certain number is not comfortable telling another number.
All right, enough stipulations, enough trying to get out okay. of it. Let's have the questions,
Let's fucking
Andrew.
Go.
Let's fucking okay. go. How many questions are we talking, Andrew?
There's quite a few.
How many you got?
I've got at least 40.
Fucking hell, let's give it a go.
Some of these will be one word answers.
Yeah,
let's go.
Straight. I'm straight.
Well, that's now I've only got 10.
Great.
We'll start gentle.
We're starting gentle. Yeah, oh, that means it's. Okay.
It's like a challenge on I'm a Celebrity.
I know. Okay.
They're a mix of like,
nope,
oh, what's your favourite blah, blah, blah. And like, oh, would you rathers? And then some very deep, intense personal questions.
Okay.
I actually like that mix.
But we'll start with the would you rather.
Please.
If your hands could squirt a different liquid out of each finger, what liquid would you like each finger to squirt?
coffee, cold iced water, orange juice, Five Alive from the early noughties, which is a drink, orange squash, already diluted, apple and blackcurrant squash, already diluted, red wine, rosé, cider, vodka shots.
Why does it need to be diluted if you have water on one of the fingers?
No, because it's just then awake and just go...
I would like them to squirt. These two.
Prosecco and gin and tonic.
No, incorrect. These two fingers, I'd like champagne.
Two fingers for champagne.
Yep. I want to be able to be like giving people glasses as I go.
Oh, that's charming.
Yeah.
It's very nice.
A watery thumb, for sure. Yeah. Don't mind a bit of peach squash diluted.
You do love your Robinson's
peach. A
little
bit of peach squash. And then maybe like a Diet Coke or a coffee. Coffee's nice.
Yeah,
coffee's
I thought nice. Diet Coke, but then I thought I'd be I on it too much. Coffee's nice.
My entire left hand, oil. I'm going to be rich.
That's smart.
Like petroleum oil.
Yeah, I'm going to be fucking loaded. Oil.
That's fantastic. Oh, can I change one of
black
mine to
gold,
oil?
Black gold, baby.
No, I'm sorry. You have committed oil. Now.
I also think I should have a lager for the lads, you know?
Also, sorry to like not help the environment, but I don't know what liquid is environmentally friendly and is there a sustainable liquid that provides energy?
Well, I mean, if it's coming from your fingers, surely it is sustainable.
Oh my god, that's good. No, wait, because isn't it the burning of the fossil fuels that's the issue?
Oh,
also,
yeah.
Also, Catherine would get kidnapped so fast. Like, the person would get unlimited source of oil.
Oh my god, I'd get kidnapped. That's so exciting.
I don't want oil because I'd get kidnapped and that's why I didn't choose it.
Smart.
Oh
that's
my
very
god,
smart.
You're so smart.
I think ahead.
I can't believe I have this risk now.
Oh, I'll tell you what I also like. Do you remember when we went to do that podcast for Jamie Lang and we were in his offices and we went a bit mad stealing?
That was really good, by the way. God.
I enjoyed that. Is it out?
Yeah.
Is it? Nobody told us.
Did you not? Oh, really? It's called Write Me Dirty. There's an episode with Helen and Catherine and they write fanfic about each other.
Why did they not release our clips?
Why do they not?
How I found out from the Trusty Hogs Discord.
We're not on the Discord.
Okay, fascinating.
And you never will be.
All right, next question.
Next question.
We should listen to this.
I'd love a panetta. This is from Cicada.
Hi, Cicada.
And the last question was from... I will find out, but yes.
We just know that we appreciate you. Mm.
We do appreciate you, Neve. Yes.
Neve!
Okay, last question was from Neve. Thank you, Neve. This is from Cicada. Cicada. Let's go.
I'd love a Penelope retrospective. Have her readings held true so far this year? Did they resonate the first time? Penelope is, of course, our resident psychic.
No, Cicada, they did not ring true. I am not doing well financially. As you know from last week's episode, if you're a Patreon, I've been spending a lot of money on congestion charge fines.
I wouldn't say that anything too specific has happened. However, the information to follow me and my intuition and to not allow other people's opinions in, I think it was like the right thing to say at the right time in my life. I think it's so easy to allow other people's opinions or you should do this, you should do that. And it's like, sometimes I don't realize that like I can say like, no, I don't want, that doesn't make me comfortable. I don't want to do that. Or like, and it's like following intuition to be like, we've spoken about so many times on the podcast, but when you're a freelancer, particularly, you're like, if I don't take every opportunity, then I don't want it bad enough, then I won't earn money, then I won't be able to do this as a job. And I've definitely been able to recently be a bit more like, no, that's not right for me. I don't need to do that.
Yeah.
That won't make a massive difference to me if I do it or not, but it will take a toll on mental health if I take another like smart. 5 nights out of the flat.
Good. Good.
And I think that's really resonated true. And everything else she says. I don't remember it all right
so
now.
So it's a no from me and a yes from Helen. So in other words, exactly where you expect it. Okay,
your intuition did also put 4 pessary tablets down your gullet. But, sorry, Helen.
That wasn't my intuition. That was my dyslexia. That's a learning difference.
Did she predict that you were
I have a learning difference.
Did she predict that you were going to wet yourself naked in a stairwell?
You know what?
We next question, Andrew.
But also... She saw into my soul and she told me what I needed to know at the time. If she'd have told me when you go to Australia, you'll get locked out of your room naked, pissing yourself, I might not have gone.
She did also predict that my girlfriend is not the one for me and I like her, so she's wrong.
What, do you want a question about your girlfriend?
We'll see.
Oh my god, a question about my girlfriend. Yes. I don't...
Oh my god, Catherine hates talking about Ellen. No, not a question
about
Ellen.
Well, let's see what the question is.
This is from Josephine. Another person also asked the same question. Given it's worked out and they've been together for a year, could Catherine tell us how she met Ellen and got together with her? We've got clues and such from the podcast extras and also from Nish Kumar Live. But, like, how did they get locked in a room before Catherine's show, etc.?
Okay. Have we never told this on the podcast? No.
Okay, let me get into it. So, basically, so I knew of their double act, Brittany.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew Charlie, who's the other member of it, who's been on our podcast, mm-hmm. A little bit. And I thought Ellen was cute, but didn't know if she was queer or if she would fancy me, obviously.
Didn't know if she was queer.
She had a bob when I last saw her.
Yeah, but like...
Now, obviously.
Okay,
yeah.
The bob's been gone for ages, but like, even with the bob, like...
Then we... So I was like, I'm just going to convince two of my friends to come and see their show. And their show, the premise of the show was, does anyone fancy us? Who, which mm-hmm. of us do you fancy? So I was like, I'm going to let Ellen know I fancy her. How do I do that? So I messaged Charlie and was like, can I get you guys a drink? What a great show. Charlie didn't reply. And then hours later, was like, sorry, we were playing cards in the meadows. And I was like, well, there's an absolute shutdown if ever there was. And we were playing cards. I was like, fine, that's cool.
But they then genuinely were.
I was, of course they were. They fucking love cards. That and Monopoly Deal, I can't.
Anyway, Monopoly Deal is such a good game.
It's all they do. You guys should.
I will
really
come
hang
over.
Out
I've only played it in German, but I'd be up for
you
it.
Guys
what's
should
Monopoly
hang out
Deal?
One.
It's just a card game of Monopoly where you collect like but it's like there's no board. It's incredible.
It's so boring. Anyway, my mom was playing cards, so Ellen and her play for hours. But the point is that then I went out. I'd like had a breakup before Edinburgh mm-hmm. and was feeling quite down. And then I met up with, like really near the end, I met up with Shelf. We mm-hmm. know him and we love him. And I was like, no one's flirting with me. No one fancies me. I'm
even
gonna...
though a lot of people thought Catherine was still in a relationship, so they wouldn't have. But they
and then
to.
If, they were like, have you tried going out? And I was like, no. And then I was like, fuck off, guys. I'm not doing that. I'm lame.
You were doing a lot of going out at 10 in the morning and buying a plant or a candle.
The next morning, yeah, I was doing my mental health gay thing. The next morning, I have a story about that as well, which is that based on my Instagram, Ellen thought I was in a relationship and thought I was, in her words, a mental health gay. Mm-hmm. And Georgie had a t-shirt, once she heard this for my birthday, had a t-shirt embroidered for me that says mental health gay. But anyway, so then I went to my director, Charlie Dinkin. Mm-hmm. We know her, we love her.
Friend of the pod.
And I was like, oh God. Every single morning in Edinburgh, I was doing my show. And then the next morning I was talking to her about how it gone. And then she was like, hey, I told her the story. And she was like, yeah. And the thing is, it's like 20 days into the run. There's really nothing to do with the show now. I have to say that I agree with your friends. That maybe, like when your director's like, maybe you should try going out one time. Because you seem boring. And
no, your show was a lot earlier in the day than other people's as well. But it was like you were also at my show for the end of it every single day.
Yeah. And then...
do you want a coffee?
Do you want a coffee? And then... I'm nice to you. Anyway, then the point is I went to on a night out and nobody hit on me and nobody... I was like not feeling it and I was about to go home. And just as I was leaving, Ellen walked in and I was like... Maybe I'll just stay for one more drink. So I bought her a drink. And then we flirted, I thought, for like 2 hours. And then her friend was like, what's going on here? And Ellen was like, we're fighting. And I was like, we're not fighting, we're flirting. Ellen just hasn't noticed yet. And then she was like, how about a huh? Because we flirt in different ways. And then we went home together. And then the next morning when I came in, Georgie's mom, who I stay with in Edinburgh, was like, thank God, you were going to bed earlier than I am. does that answer your question?
How did you get locked in the flat?
Oh, yeah. And then one morning we were in and Georgie's mom went out. Mm-hmm. And she went out for the day. I'd be gone by then from my show because I usually used to walk mm-hmm. in. But I wasn't, so she locked the front door. We went down and we were really cutting a fine. Like, I had to get an Uber to my gig. Like, yeah. I was, like, already cutting a fine. So
why leave bed, you know?
Well, when there's a hot lady there, it's hard. And then...
Oh, so you did lose your virginity that summer.
Yeah, oh, sorry. Oh, what a whore. Goodness. No, we were just kissing. And
yeah, of course.
I'll be fully clothed.
You're just kissing in the courtyard. You're doing a lot more when
and
you're in
then,
front of
oh, shut up. And then, we were like, fuck. So then we had to climb out the window.
Yeah.
The end. Does that do?
They were already together when they. Catherine didn't. I feel like maybe now we made it sound on the podcast that you locked yourself in a room with Ellen to be like, "Do you fancy me?"
Oh
like,
my God, no! Jesus,
they were already. They were already frotting themselves senseless.
Oh, for fuck's sake! Next question.
Frotting themselves senseless.
Well, this seems like quite a relevant next question from Charlotte.
Hi, Charlotte.
For Helen.
For Helen.
Woo-hoo. If Helen did finally decide to not be the straightest woman in comedy.
Thank you.
This is such a good question. I'm already hyped. You have to answer it.
Which famous bi or lesbian comedian would she want to go for?
Oh my God.
That's such a good question.
Oh my God, there's so many really fit ones.
Yeah, but you have to choose one. Take your time. Take your time. That's such a good question. Can I list some options at you?
No, because then I feel like we're listing and I'll be saying no, but it would sound nasty, oh, but it's okay, not. Yeah, do you know what I mean? Yeah. I feel like I just need to pick the one. Yeah. Okay, I'm just going to like do a scenario in my head. Okay, it's late at night. I'm at a gig. We're doing the gig together. They're backstage. Obviously, just to be clear, Catherine Bohart is not an option in this and neither is Ellen.
Oh, Ellen is?
No, Ellen can't be an option in this.
She is.
Then I'd probably frot Ellen. No. Honestly, I'm me flattered. And Olga Koch would have the ride of all time.
Do you think
we'd
Olga?
Have such a great ride? And me and Chloe would argue too much. I know Olga's got the energy. I'm going to go for Koch.
Of course, wow. The most straight woman choice of the bisexual.
I'm going for Koch.
She's going for Koch. Are you? That's the straightest answer you could have given.
I'm going for Koch.
That's very funny. She's still the straightest woman in comedy.
That's so hot.
Could you imagine?
Yeah, it's just such a straight answer. That's so
I don't
funny.
Think Olga Koch is a straight answer. I think it's just like...
The word Koch is a straight answer.
Her energy.
Do you get the joke?
I do, but fair, fine. But just know that I would have a good go on most of the girls. Carry on.
Funny, funny.
Are you picturing this like backstage at the Comedy Store?
No.
No, me neither.
It's quite a tight space.
Not really. Not when there's no other comedians
I'm
there going.
I'm picturing it
not
on the stage at the Comedy Store.
On stage.
Yeah.
They have £25. It's not enough.
No, I agree.
You got to pay a lot more for that.
All right, Andrew, next question. Fabulous question, whoever that, who was that
Charlotte,
from?
That was Charlotte.
Thank you, Charlotte.
Charlotte.
What's the surname of Charlotte?
I don't know. I've not taken surnames.
Damn it.
What careers would you have if not comedy? This is from Yaz. What careers would you have if not comedy?
Midwife.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's nice. I really like that for you. I think you'd be brilliant at it.
You really don't know. Librarian? In like one of those really fancy libraries?
No, I think probably...
Motivational speaker?
Fucking
hell. Mental health nurse?
So shit, I think I'd be like...
No, you'd be good at everything you do.
No, I think I'd be like a teacher.
Yeah.
Which I'd be bad at.
No!
So you'd be a bad teacher?
I think I would be very moody and I don't think that's fair to children.
Okay, I'd also like to work in a craft shop specialising in doll houses.
Ideally, pastry chef.
Really?
Oh,
nice.
Yeah.
And I'd also like to become one of the, Brendan from Coach Trip. Yeah, like that.
Okay.
Like guide. A tour guide, a Coach Trip tour guide for like Americans coming over and being like, this is Stonehenge!
I like that.
Yeah. I can see
nice.
That for you.
Nice.
Thank you, everyone.
We've got Shag Murray Kill.
Fuck.
Helen, Andrew, Catherine, and Chloe Pets. Obviously, take yourself out of each equation.
Okay.
All right, I'm ready.
Wow, that was quick. Go on then, Catherine. Shag Murray Kill, me, Helen, Chloe Pets.
Shag Chloe Pets, because she's the only one of you who knows what they're doing with me. And
I've masturbated. I know what I'm doing as well with
you. No, Shag Chloe Pets. Sorry, Em. Sorry, Andrew. Peace be with you. I'm going to have to kill you. And I'll tell you for why. It's as shocking to me as it is to you, because I think that I want to be the most ept one in my relationship. And we are the same part to a marriage.
Wait, what's ept?
I see. Like the opposite
inept.
Of inept.
Oh, that was unkind.
I just think that if
that
you and
unkind.
I'm... To be clear, I think we'd have the happier marriage.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that... I have a savior complex.
Fair.
And I also think that realistically, we're the same guy and each marriage needs one of us, I think.
Mm-hmm.
That's my opinion.
No, I can see that. I can see
okay.
that.
Okay. So yeah, I'm marrying Helen, I guess.
Okay.
Sorry, Andrew.
It's I'd okay, fuck Andrew because I imagine the soundtrack would be so theatrical, and I've yes! never done it to Phantom of the Opera, but it's sort of been a dream of mine.
Oh my God, I love
and,
that.
Like, I think we'd have a wonderful night. Like, it'd be fun. Neither of us would feel good.
No.
We'd have, like, we'd make a play of it. It'd be role play, and it'd be joyful.
Mm.
Helen could role play as a big man. That'd be kind of sad.
Pet does piss me off sometimes, but so do you. Oh, God, you're both quite frustrating, but also lovely. Lovely, lovely ladies.
It's tough with friends. This is a tough game.
I will kill...
Harsh game, man.
I think I'll kill Catherine. Yes, I'll kill Catherine. I'll marry Chloe. Yes, but in a nice way. I'll kill her in a nice way. She won't see it coming. Just a bullet in the back of the head. She won't even know it. That's like, nice. Like a cow. Stunner.
Why are you marrying pets? She wants such a... She's
maybe, like, 10 minutes more patience than you in general situations. Also, with love, like a slightly slower walking pace. Like, still fast, but not quite as fast as you. I feel a lot of the time...
She's got such long legs.
No, I feel a lot of the time when we're walking on the street, I'm, like, having to, like... I feel like a naughty child who's, like, going to lose their mummy. Because you weave and I'm too big to weave. I can't weave because it's so obvious if
Why
I nudge someone.
Why have you never
someone.
Said this? I could have adjusted.
I have said so many times and you go, keep up, keep up. Have Come on, Helen. Yes.
But aren't you usually like eating something or smoking? And that's why you can't keep up.
We have to adapt because we're married. We okay. must. I'm not always eating, walking down the street.
Or smoking, I said.
Always eating. No, I smoke standing still. I don't walk and smoke. Fine. I think that's gauche. I think it's gauche. I think it's gauche to do that. No, Catherine, I'm sorry. I think if
I'm
we
dead.
Fucked,
it
would be a tutorial or like a lesson, and that's not necessarily fun.
I think it would be like a medical.
And I think if we got
I'd
married...
I'd be like, what's that? You've got to get that treated. You need to get that. That needs a tweezers. That needs a cream.
I did tweeze it the other day. Yeah, it's still a cyst, but the hair's out of the top.
Andrew?
I'd probably go the same as Helen, shag Helen for the sort of experience of it all.
Yeah.
I think especially because neither of us, our hearts won't be in it sexually. Our parts won't be in it sexually.
Yeah.
So I feel like we will put a lot into the ambiance.
Oh, the mise-en-scene.
Oh, come on. Christine Daae and the Phantom. Yeah. Like, doing the whole... Yeah.
I love that for
we
you
could,
guys.
We could pick a different, like, sort of musical theatre partnership for each act of the...
Yeah, like a West Side Story moment.
Yeah, lovely.
I think we'd have a nice night for something that would be tricky for us, yeah. Mm.
And to marry?
I think, similar logic about the...
Oh, someone has to marry Catherine or she'll die.
No, it's okay. Let's ask pets.
I will say...
Let's ask pets!
I will ask Chloe to voice note in her opinion here as well.
We'll ask her now.
Yeah, that's fabulous. I think I would marry Chloe.
I get it.
I
really get it.
I think if I wanted to watch the football, you would send me down the pub. I feel like I wouldn't be allowed to watch it in the lounge.
Oh my God, you're so right, because it's the good room.
Mm-hmm. It's the nice
you're
room.
You're dead right. You wouldn't be allowed in there at all, to be honest with you, Andrew.
Yeah, so I think for the pure sort of continuation of my current life, I would go for Chloe.
Okay, I'll marry Catherine.
I think I'd be very happy and at peace and like... what's the word? I wouldn't have to worry. I'd worry for naught marrying you, Catherine.
Yeah.
But I think maybe I need a little bit of worry.
I'd worry all the time marrying Catherine.
I'd make you eat less beige. And you'd hate that.
That's going to be a problem, yeah.
Yeah, you'd hate it. I'd be like trying to diversify your
intake. I wouldn't be able to go to the toilet. I wouldn't be able to... Like,
you'd be able to go to the toilet.
Without a plate. I wouldn't be able
you'd
to...
You'd have quit smoking within 6 months.
That's good. No, that's tempting for me. I do want to quit smoking. So that then tempts me to you. But I also think Chloe can bring that energy too. At a slightly slower pace.
Yeah.
Chloe Pets is free right now.
Let's have it.
Chloe Pets.
Yes.
Okay. Hello. You might recognise my voice. This is Chris Tarrant from Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? We have Andrew right here. We are doing the 100th episode of Trusty Hogs, and we're doing an Ask Me Anything. Here is the question for Chloe Pets. You have 30 seconds to answer. Andrew, the next voice you hear is your friend Andrew.
Hi, Chloe. I'm so sorry that I've been made to ask you this, but the question is, shag, marry, kill, me, Helen, Catherine.
Easy. Shag Catherine, marry Andrew, kill Helen.
Bye. Bye-bye. Fuck you. And I've hung up. That was insane.
I absolutely love that the two actual queer people, queer women, were like, I'll be taking the pro, please. One pro, please.
Is Andrew the only one that didn't get killed?
No, Catherine killed Andrew. Me. Chloe didn't get killed.
Chloe didn't get killed. I nearly killed Chloe.
Mm. Yeah. Wow.
Well, you know what? I'd like to change my answer. Good luck getting off that cliff without my help, Chloe. chuck you. I'll chuck you. Dover. Nice.
Well done, everyone. Well done. I can't believe you just hung up on her.
She was being a bitch.
So funny.
Next question, please.
So did the Shag, Marry, Kill. Who are moving away from sexual questions?
But I love you, Catherine.
I love you too, Catherine.
Oh my god, I love you too.
We just don't want to fucking marry you.
Oh, and that's totally fine. And I love you both, but like,
I want to marry Helen. Though.
But I don't want to live in the same house as either of you, so it's fine. We got this.
We'd both wear dresses.
I know, it'd be so nice. Mm-hmm. I'd get a little Janet cup just to surprise you.
Stop it.
Yeah, I'd take out my bad tip for you on the wedding day for full circle.
And I'd walk down the aisle to the circle of life.
Which is perfect because that's what I call my... Anyway, let's go, Andrew.
A little ginger stinger.
Nice.
This is from Chloe, and she says, who do you get your advice from? Obviously, we dish out a lot of advice on Trusty Hogs of varying quality, but who do you go for life advice?
I don't take advice very well.
Helen. Annoying.
No.
I do. You know I do.
Yeah, but only like 3 times a year when you're in genuine peril do you come to me.
Yeah, but that's...
It's always a teary phone call. It's never just like general day to day.
Helen and, well, to be fair, the person I go to probably like most...
Georgie.
Consistently is Georgie. I guess I come to you for crisis and I go to Georgie for advice.
I'm good at crisis.
Yeah, that's probably more accurate.
Crisis is where I shine. Day to day, I go to you for like little things.
Yeah.
You're very good at sort of being like, that's not even worth it being a thing in your head.
Yeah.
I should say Frances and Gwyneth, but I don't know if I do. I'm not very good at taking advice.
I would say neither of us are very good at taking
advice. Probably my therapist, but even then I'm like, okay, Nicola, we'll see.
Show me your workings, Nicola. Show me your workings.
I just don't take it very... I like to call up friends, like I'll call Catherine, Gwyneth, Frances, like just for a moan.
Yeah, and I'll call up you, Georgie, Chloe, to see what you say. And if I agree with any of them, I'll take that advice. And if I don't,
Chloe,
I'll go,
just do banter. Sometimes I'll ask my sister for advice if I know it's something I need to get over because it'll be so brutal. Like I'll be like, oh, I don't know what I should wear to this thing, or like, do you think I should do this gig or this gig? And she'll be like, no one cares, you're such an embarrassment, you're such a fucking loser. And I'm like, thank you so much, love you, and then just hang up.
Great to talk,
because it's
bye.
Like at least I know exactly where I stand. She's like, you're just an embarrassment and everyone hates you.
Love that.
Okay, thanks.
Love that.
I'd say get yourself a young, aggressive, autistic woman in your life if you're missing one. Yeah.
Yeah, love that. Who do you go to for comfort? Because when I'm in like, if I just need someone to like, to mammy me, but also be like sort of fair, but very, very kind, I go to Karen.
For comfort. Definitely Frances and Gwyneth.
Yeah.
That's lots nice. Of teary, cuddly nights. Aww. My friend Alice as well is
great.
Incredibly... Like, mother-like, comforting. Also my mother over the years.
Yeah.
Not as of late while we're working on our relationship.
Absolutely, absolutely.
But yeah.
Work advice.
Not Sunil Patel or my father. I'll tell you that.
Work advice, Sophie Duker. Very good.
Really? Very good. I bet.
And if I'm cooking anything, it's my mother.
Nice.
And if it's car related, it's Andrew.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, well, a little too late for that. Andrew, next question.
Well, we'll stick with advice, and more specifically from Isabel. What is the best piece of advice and the worst piece of advice you've ever received?
I know my best piece of advice from my mother when I was 6, and I stand by it and remind myself every single day. Never jump in a puddle if you can't remember the last time it's rained. Never. And I do think that just counts for everyone.
Oh my God, that's so
funny.
Because
she was like, I'm just sick of these fucking kids I've got
that's
jumping
so
in these piss puddles.
Funny.
So just, that's just for everyone.
That's so funny.
Best piece of advice, that's that. Worst piece of advice. Oh God. Oh, this one still bothers me, even though I know we say it sometimes on the podcast. You're so young, you've got ages, you've got your whole life ahead of you. I remember being... 13 hearing that, 14, 15, all the way up until now, and people still say, you're so young. And I'm like, I don't have that energy. I've got the go, go, go energy. I've got the Vienna by Billy Joel song energy. Yes, of like, slow down, you crazy child. Like, keep going, keep going. And I really hate when people go, like, you've got ages. And it's like, you don't know that.
Yeah, fuck you.
Like, yep. But we still say it on this every now and again.
We literally said it last week.
But I think that was more, that last time was about like how it wasn't weird to have not done this thing by a certain age. Not that you shouldn't want it, but that it's not weird to have done it by then.
But the slow down thing, like, I think all three of us have like run at life very fast, which I think is amazing and a great thing. And when you're told to slow down, it has a similar effect on me as when people say calm down, which is like inherently just like, you're telling me to change who I am.
And also like, our expectations for our life and ourselves can be different.
So everyone always says like, slow down, you're not in a rush. It's like, well,
I fucking am.
Look at you.
I fucking am.
I don't want to work in sewage with my dad. You know, like that's just, I don't want it.
Best and worst advice. I guess all worst advice I've ever received has been to do with like, diet advice. Diet culture is fucked. Listen to Maintenance Phase. And the best advice I ever received is that, oh God, it's so cliche.
Go on. Follow your heart, because I swear to God, I'll chuck you out the stream.
My dad's always like, you never know what somebody has going on at home. It's like his go-to phrase, you never know. And I think that it's a lesson I've had to learn a thousand times. Mm-hmm. I'll be like, what the fuck is that? Like, and Ellen always says to me, because I'll like come in fuming, and she'll be like, yes, that person exists to be, they're motivated to be a villain. And then I'll be like, okay, well, maybe they're actually trying to be
bad.
But
there are some villains out there.
But like, my point is that like, yeah, I think I often forget that like, everyone has something going on. Often it's people you don't know very well. Often it's things you don't know anything about or won't know anything about forever or for a long time. People have shit going on.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, it's Helen Bauer, plugging my tour. What are you doing, Helen? I'm plugging my tour. My new show, Grand Supreme Darling Princess, is on tour at this very moment. I'm in Paris this weekend. I'm in Harlem this weekend. And then I'm going to Poole. I've got a week at London, the Soho Theatre, from the 25th to the 30th. I'm Brighton, Maidenhead, Manchester, Winchester, Belfast, Cork, Dublin, Leeds, Nottingham. I'm everywhere. I am everywhere. Go onto my website, helenbauer.co.uk, and please book tickets and bring the coolest, coolest people and ideally Disney fans, because it makes such a difference. Love you so much.
We will go to Sadie.
Hello, Sadie. Hello. I think we know who that is.
This is our producer. Sadie.
How many Sadies are there? Hi, Sadie.
Not really a question, but what would be everyone's roses and thorns of the last 100 shows?
A great question. I know what my thorn and my rose are.
I don't know what my rose is. Go on, go. You go first.
Okay. My rose is how incredibly successful it's become. I genuinely feel like the amount of support we've had is so, it's really hard to know if you're doing anything right sometimes. And the joy of the podcast has been like watching the numbers go up on Patreon, watching the numbers go up on listenership, watching you guys come to our shows, meeting you after shows. That has been like, I don't think I've had that from anything else, like any other job I've done in this field, where it's rewarding. Like, yeah, it's just sort of immediately like, I feel like we built a community of people who also matter to each other, and like the fact that when people do come up to us afterwards, it's usually to say like, oh, I look forward to that morning because it gets me to work or because it gets me to...
Okay, we have such different interactions. So, that's so nice.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And so it's really nice. And that would be my rose. And my thorn, if I'm honest, is the level of detail I now know about your body.
As... And you? If that was your thorn, then how come there's so many follow-ups post-records? How are you feeling now? Is that okay?
Yeah, you've made me feel utterly responsible for you.
Unbelievable. Okay, my thorn, I'll do in Patreon.
No, really?
That's that, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fascinated. Note,
what about your rose, though?
My rose.
What intrigue. Now even I want to hear the Patreon. And by that I mean be there, because I will be, I guess.
I want to say... I mean, it is what Catherine just said, but I feel like I should have something
get
more specific than
that. Get your own one.
Yeah, I should have my own one. It's just... I love that we've done it and kept it going. And I like that we've become even closer and stronger as a team as it's gone on. I don't know if everyone's aware of this, but like, there's so many times people do podcasts and it's sort of like their friendship sort of goes, or like,
that's actually,
it becomes
so true.
Like a business, but not something where we get to have fun together.
Oh, that's
and
so
I love
nice.
That we've managed to do it.
That's actually so true. There was a day last week, we hadn't seen Em in ages, and she was able to come and we were all losing our minds. We were like, the whole gang! Like, yeah, that's
so
really
nice.
Special. Yeah, you're right. That's so nice.
Obviously, yeah. Meeting the really hogs good. And like seeing people come to stuff.
Aw, that's so nice.
Yeah, I don't know. Just the general, the whole thing.
Andrew?
I mean, my rose, I echo obviously both your roses.
But your actual rose?
I think we'll change it for variety, but that would probably be my rose, is okay. Keeping going and everything. I think for me personally, having the hogs support my stuff, comment on TikToks and come to shows and stuff is really cool. Because I don't have any like TV profile or anything. I don't really have like a massive fan base. Mm-hmm. And I think it's been a large injection of Trusty Hogs people who have come over to watch my content. And
that's
been very
you.
Nice. Yeah. So,
so nice.
I really like that. My thorn.
Okay, I've got a thorn. I'll say now, the time that Andrew and Catherine got free tickets to The Lion King and went without me.
Sorry. Thank you so much to Georgie. Our listener, Georgie, thank you so much.
That really just came in. You were like, boom.
Feel free to send more, Georgie. I'm back now.
My thorn probably would be like the very early days when we were like trying to turn it over for like the next day, and I was up at like 2 a.m. editing and stuff. And also, we weren't even making money back then. So it was a lot of work and traveling into London.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it's been well worth it. So a thorn I was very willing to suffer.
Woohoo!
And you did suffer. Mm. We were so bad then. Our records were so long.
It was
and
stressful.
We had no idea so what stressful. We should share and what we shouldn't share. And now we don't even think.
Now we don't even care.
We don't
now we're like,
care.
We fucking are, bitches.
But at the beginning, finding out like where our line was with our personal life and people in our lives. Yeah.
Andrew, next question. These next are great questions. Question. I'm having such a lovely time.
I'm not. I feel so emotional right now.
Oh, baby.
I could cry. Okay. Could you not cry? So proud of us.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, when you put it like that, yeah. I'm really proud of us. I'm really proud of us that this kind of got built out of a bad, shitty thing. Like, we started Giglist during lockdown.
Yeah.
I think the fact that it's been like... I also don't think we would have started the podcast without the... There was a confidence in us all, I think, after Giglist, that there were some people who would listen and some people who thought we were a good little group.
And I said no to doing it for a couple of weeks because I thought me and Rosie Jones were doing another season, because we didn't know whether we got another season of Daddy Look at Me before our studio closed down as well. And it's like, how easily it could have just been like, I didn't do it.
Yeah.
And not only did we know that people would support us because they've been so lovely during Giglist, I don't know if you remember, we had people signing up to the Patreon before we'd released the season.
That's
episode.
Right. Yeah. Oh, I love you all. Like, oh, okay, you're going to make me teary now. Next, Andrew.
Let's absolutely wreck the emotional vibe in the room.
If anyone else is feeling emotional, do not go onto Instagram and type in Highland Cowboy.
I have a question. Here's the one that'll break the... that I've always wanted to ask you, Helen. You know your bit on stage about your dad waffle stomping his shit down the shower? How did you know about it? Did he actually tell people?
That's the anecdote, yeah. That's his favourite anecdote. The about anecdote. Himself.
He tells them that's himself. The
bit of, like, that's my bit of material about it, is that he's got, he is so proud of the time he was an engineer.
Next. Now I feel too sick, actually. Went too far the other way.
He's my hero.
Okay, maybe I won't ask.
My daddy. My hero.
I won't ask that one next. Would love to know how Catherine does such a perfect red lip. From Holly.
Okay, thank you for the question.
Okay, but I want a question similar to that.
Okay, here we go. Powder on your lips. You're like translucent powder, you're setting powder first. Then, at the end even, when you've got done your lip is an important thing.
Okay, calm down. You've got so overexcited because this question was clearly a compliment from a woman and you've immediately freaked out.
Okay.
You're sitting down in front of your mirror. Start again.
I get my MAC pencil liner. I sharpen it. The narrower the line, the better. I draw my line and then I fill it in with on my lip. This once it's perfect, then I fill it in with a pencil as well, because that's going to give you a longer lasting lip. Then I do MAC Habanero as my lipstick color. Then I put translucent powder, setting powder over it. And I will sometimes, if I put on too much, if I think this is going to smudge, I will blot it with a tissue. But I don't do that thing where people go on the thing. I just hold the tissue to my lips.
And I pick at a scab, wait for a bit of blood to come out and rub it on my lips and go, and I'm ready for a night out on the town.
I'll often next question. Use the same lipstick colour. I'll just dab some of it on my finger and put it on my cheeks, because then you get the same blush and same lip. It is sweet.
And for more feminist advice,
fuck
please write
off.
Into
notes.
Andrew, yeah. That's the clip.
Thanks for the question.
Love the podcast. This is from Jay.
Hi Jay.
I want to know everybody's celebrity crush, and more importantly, if that crush said they were up for it, would you ditch a current partner to go with them instead?
Are we assuming then that my current partner is Sunil Patel or my fingers? is it Patel or fingers? Patel-y or fingers?
Patel.
Okay, I'll ditch Sunil for anything. Jesus Christ. Okay. Oh my God, I've always got a James McAvoy thing going on. That's just like general in the back of my head. Jeremy Clarkson, just height. I don't know why. I'm not okay with it either. Oh my God.
Do you know the story of Jeremy Clarkson, by the way? Why he became a media mogul?
No.
His parents were like, to make a bit of extra money, started like selling stuffed Paddington Bears. And then the guy who actually owns the Paddington Bears intellectual property was like, you can't do that. They met them in London to like sue them basically and start litigation. But then Jeremy Clarkson's dad met the guy in the lift just by chance. They hit it off. So the guy was like, okay, you can have the licensing rights for Paddington Bears stuffed toys. They then have the made so much money to send their son to public school, and that son became Jeremy Clarkson. Isn't that crazy?
Be nice to people in lifts. You never know what people have going on at home. You're in a lift with.
I've got the Jason Momoa thing, but who fucking doesn't?
Right.
I've also got the Idris Elba thing, but who fucking doesn't?
Wow.
Just one. Just one.
Can you imagine
it? Stop making yourself calm, please.
I'm turning
Ellen.
Myself on.
No,
Sava Hoggett from Babe. I've said it.
Are you serious?
He's kind.
That's your choice.
He's strong. He's mature.
Wow.
Next question. H from Steps. He's also very cute.
Huh. God, I'm really panicking and I'm not sure. There's so many good choices.
Yeah, there are. In the whole world.
While you're thinking, I would say, I would normally say Troye Sivan for this question.
Oh, yeah.
He's hot, but he's in Australia. It's going to be very hard for you to meet.
Yeah, it will be hard for us to meet. Also, there's been different eras of Troy in how he presents, and I've not been attracted to all of them.
Okay.
But on the whole, Troye Sivan would be my celebrity crush. I would not leave Reese him, though, no.
That's so sweet.
Yeah.
You wouldn't.
No.
Okay, look, I'm going to choose...
Oh, Maui from Moana.
Right.
That level of big lad, right. If we're doing cartoony sort of vibes.
We're not. Okay. Kate Blanchett and Ellen would be offended if I didn't.
Fair.
And Kate Blanchett is fucking hot, like from Notes on a Scandal when she slept with a teenager.
No, like, although thank you for comparing me to a teenager. No.
You're welcome.
From Carol.
While we are also turned on, well, mainly Helen, there's an early episode reference to the scene in Friends. Apparently, early in the Trusty Hogs episodes,
right?
We referenced the 7 erogenous zones.
Yes, yes, I remember this. The 7.
Yeah.
Monica's showing Chandler the erogenous zones. Can you please teach us what they are? It's confused me from years. That's from Jessica.
I think I was asking as well. Okay, clit, tit, nipples, ear, neck. This is what I'm saying. I don't know. Asshole? Is asshole? That doesn't turn me on at all.
Mouse?
Is mouth an erogenous zone?
Oh, yes, hang on. I've got yes, lips.
Lips.
Penis?
No, I think that they're all based around a female.
This is for women, yeah.
Oh, sorry. Well, you can
the clit and the G-spot. Oh, yeah, of course. And anyone can have a penis. The G-spot and the clit are the same thing.
Back of knee or something? Is there like a knee one, a leg one, ass?
Well, according to Monica,
okay,
it's ears, lips, neck, breast, butt, inner thighs, and vagina.
Inner thighs. Yeah, that actually is a real ass and erogenous zone.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there you go. Yes,
that
you
actually
can.
Makes sense.
There you go.
There you go. You're welcome.
You're welcome.
You're welcome, Jessica.
Oh my god, I haven't had someone I like, really fancy like having their hand on my leg for so long.
Yeah. Nice.
Oh, it's so hot.
Oh, it's nice. Yeah, it's nice. Yeah, it's really nice. Can you stop turning us all on? Andrew, next.
I'm emotional and now horny. This is a terrible mix.
Right, well, let's try to turn you off.
Please.
Would you rather perform on stage naked or evidently shit yourself on stage? This is from Lindsay.
You know that the naked one is like a viable option. Yeah, I've been asked to do that gig. They do it in Leicester Comedy Festival. They definitely do it in Edinburgh. Mm-hmm. And it's like naked comedy and comedians perform naked.
So would you rather do that gig or have a gig where you have evidently shit yourself on stage?
I mean, both would be quite funny. I mean, I do naked because I think you'd be one of many who've done that, whereas how many people have actually shit themselves on stage? I remember when Huge pissed himself on stage.
What?
He, like, sat down behind the keyboard and he hadn't finished weeing in the urinal. And then, obviously, when he sat down and started playing his music, like, the rest of the wee released from him and then we had to stand up to leave the stage. This is back in the day when he used to sit down with the keyboard and he was like, I'm going to have to level with you guys. I've wet myself before he stood up.
Oh, but weeing and shitting is so different. I'm really struggling to choose.
I mean, naked is
I'd go naked, yeah.
Yeah.
The thing is, it would maybe be funny about the poo thing, but you can't really take back that all those people have seen you naked. I don't want them to see me naked. I think I'd have a really hard time being naked in front of that many people.
But you'd find pooing yourself.
No, not ideal, but I assume that that would be against my will. Sort of.
Let's say it's a wet poo.
Oh.
Christ.
In a skirt with no... like just
naked.
Yeah.
There we go.
And you have to stay
naked,
on stage after
naked.
The MC's left to clean up.
But I don't want to do either.
The next act's going on.
But I don't want to do naked.
No, I don't want to either.
This is from Catriona.
Hi, Catriona.
Do you mean Katrina?
Yeah, it's definitely Katrina.
Catriona.
Katrina.
Is that Katrina?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I love Catriona. I just thought
yeah, she's fun. Nice girl.
Wow. I also read it out loud as Catriona in my head.
Okay. I just said, I've never seen them before. somebody has sent us, she has sent us, sorry, not somebody, some wine glasses, which is very sweet. They've not arrived yet.
Woohoo, thank
but
you.
But they will be coming here to the studio.
For Helen or for Catherine?
For both of you.
For my new Andrew. House. For my new house.
Perfect for your new house, yeah. And I assume there'll be some for me as
me
well.
Me and Snail don't have any wine
crazy
glasses.
Crazy assumptions.
We use mugs.
Oh, God. Okay, go
on.
Use
mugs for wine.
Yeah.
She sent us wine glasses. Thank
Actually,
you so much.
If there's not one for me, I think I should have it instead of Helen.
She sent them for us. We'll see. We'll see what comes.
Thank you, Katrina.
Thank you.
I met Helen after the Oslo show.
Stop it. Mm.
My partner was the lucky man to have... Look at me!
Oh, my God, I remember her! She was in the front row.
Yeah.
Yes! If anyone hasn't seen the show, I do pick one man at the beginning of the show. Yeah.
And scream, look at me, in his face periodically for an hour.
He was being disrespectful, her partner, and we did speak about it afterwards.
That's why she sent apology glasses.
She must.
Which did make me wonder if Helen managed to achieve a full female audience.
That which is my dream.
Who's being screamed at? I think we spoke about it.
Who's being screamed at? God, this woman's great with
the question. I actually know this because I have had this problem before. My main, like, if we're taking men out of the equation, the audience members I struggle with the most are girls who find something funny you say, even if it is like a bit disgusting or a bit embarrassing, to maybe laugh because it's a recognition of the truth. And instead of laughing, they go to their boyfriend like, ugh. Like they look at their boyfriend like she's disgusting. Oh my God, yes. Okay, then the girls that do that to each other, like she's, do you know what I mean? Or the ones that go, like they're babies and they can't laugh out loud and they've got to cover their face. That's, and I'm sure it's society that's taught them they have to do that. But laugh openly and don't roll your eyes at other women or people. Like, it's just because people have taught us that we can not say what we think or be
so
open.
So basically whoever makes you feel remotely threatened.
Yeah, and I will fucking ruin you.
Yeah, next.
Yeah, this is from Maddie. I think this is a great question.
Hi, Maddie.
If you could remake a classic movie but cast hogs, i.e. ourselves and previous guests, what film...
We didn't assume they meant pigs, actually.
What film and who?
Okay, I know this one already. So the 1990s Danny DeVito's Matilda, Zinnia Wormwood for me, Mr. Wormwood for Andrew, Matilda Catherine.
Oh, love that'd be good.
Yeah, and then obviously Chloe's Miss Honey.
Love that.
You could get Cindy Vita.
Oh my God, reprise the role of Miss Phelps.
Yeah.
Yes.
Gorgeous. Thelma and Louise.
Oh no!
Thelma, Louise, Brad Pitt.
So which one of us gets sexually assaulted? I mean, both eventually.
Which one gets sexually assaulted?
At the beginning.
I don't know. Hang on.
I'm Susan Sarandon, basically. I don't know which one is Thelma and which one's Louise.
I get sexually assaulted. I'm Gina Davis.
Yeah.
Okay, what a fun part for me.
Andrew gets cast as Brad Pitt, though. Pretty exciting.
That's nice, good. Yeah, Andrew. Good for
me. Better than Danny DeVito, yeah.
True.
Yeah.
I don't know. I quite like us as the Wormwoods. That's quite
me
fun.
Me too. Us as Zinnia and Harry.
Yeah.
And now you, Andrew?
Ooh. You know, I'm not a massive film person. This is
the
a slight
correct
problem.
Answer is Little Women.
Right.
And you're...
Laurie.
No, I. That's not...
Fred Vaughan.
I'd have put him as Meg.
We've talked about our Little Women castings
Meg,
before.
Meg, Joe, and I think Beth.
I'm only four.
Beth as
a... I'm Joe.
I'm Joe, and you're Beth. Cause
I'm Joe.
You're always whinging about being sick. You're Beth.
You know what Elle is.
You're
in,
Amy. You are such an Amy.
I just want to refer you to the colouring book.
You're an Amy.
Trusty Hogs colouring book, which is now...
Yeah. You're ripping out all the... There we go. Okay, we're back. Helen very enthusiastically pulled out all the cables whilst trying to grab a colouring book, but she's got it now.
I don't know my own strength.
And I'm Joe in that picture, my love.
And this is L for Little Women.
If you have a Trusty Hogs colouring book, obviously turn to page L.
Oh, also, please send us some pictures of you colouring it in. We've not seen any yet.
Oh, yeah, that'd be so nice.
Okay, here it is.
But also, to be clear, you're such an Amy and I'm such a Joe.
I am clearly a Joe. Maybe
I'm a Joe.
Are you kidding? No relationship, and then finally gets with a bear and turns down guys that are interested in her. You were constantly in a relationship. Friedrich Bear. That's the name of Friedrich, who she ends up with.
My love, I just think that...
Don't! You're so wrong. No, you're being such a bitch.
Wait, can I just actually tell you the truth? I think I'm Meg, and I think you're Amy. And I hate that it's true.
How am I Amy?
Because earlier when you didn't think you got to be the person that you wanted to be, you accidentally ripped out all the cables in a tantrum, a bit like Amy ripping up the book and putting it in the fire. You would totally steal your sister's boyfriend if you liked him most. Who are you calling?
Chloe Pats.
Yeah. I don't think she has this kind of time on her hands. I feel like she'll be busy now, and I hope she is for her sake.
Okay, Chloe Pets is busy.
Can people vote on which sister they think each of us is?
Yeah, please let us know.
Unbelievable.
Would you like it? Wow. Yes, put
you in the Trusty Hogs colouring book.
Yeah, please do. Yeah, limited stock awesome. Left.
Still, you know that one.
Yeah, one, Andrew.
Well, maybe this is the perfect time for this, actually, from E, who would like a 100th episode compliment circle.
Andrew, do you want to start?
Yes. For the whole, all 100 episodes, one from beginning to end, I will base my compliments off of that. And I will say, starting with Helen, Helen, your creativity and passion on Trusty Hogs is amazing. I don't think people appreciate how much you do behind the scenes.
I do work hard behind the scenes. So hard. Just not in the decision making.
So hard. You work really hard on the clips, really hard on all the admin. You're great.
Yeah, I think it's very easy for people to assume that it's all just produced and, you know, away from everything. But it's a collaborative effort. We're all in the WhatsApp group making suggestions, and you especially, Helen, are very, very caring of what goes out and what we do to grow this
podcast.
You're
very particular about the standards, I agree.
And I am. I do. I care that you have good audio quality, everyone.
Indeed. And so we both benefit from your standards and your passion and your care for this podcast. I agree.
Thank you
Can
very
I
much.
Also give you a compliment?
Oh my God, yes.
You're the funniest person I know.
You are very, very funny.
I'll take it. Thank you very
Andrew,
much.
Andrew, you work incredibly hard on this podcast. I don't think we would have ever made it without you. I'm in awe of how much you know about this industry and indeed the tech side of things, which we are clueless on, or certainly I am. And I'm very grateful to you. You worked really, really hard.
Thank you.
Catherine, you always smell nice.
Thank you.
Andrew? Mm-hmm. You always have an exciting item of clothing on, and I think that's really cool.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Done, done.
I appreciate that.
I didn't get mine from Andrew.
I know, sorry, I was just coming around to that. It's true that you do always smell nice. You are the best smelling person in the studio.
Next question, Andrew. Okay. No, it's too late.
No,
I smell nice.
You do smell nice.
No, give her another one, so otherwise it's going to freak out. It's going to freak out. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry, I've never snilled too long. I refer to women as it. It's going to freak out. It's got itself sad again.
Let's move on.
Cathy,
okay.
Let's move on.
Can I actually say something?
Though, sure, please? Yeah.
I do. I have a genuine compliment.
Oh, Andrew. Okay. It's not my fucking hair.
No, I think, Catherine, first of all, on pod, when we are talking, you are always so insightful and interesting and empathetic. I think as much as we have lots of fun and are very silly, and you're very funny as well. I think the heart you bring to this show and the heart that you bring out of Helen is because I know she can be want to cover everything
with
jokes.
Catherine does soften me.
And Catherine, you make us all much more human and in touch with ourselves. And I hope that comes across to the listener. And also behind the scenes, you are so professional and on it. You really care about both me and Helen, not just in the podcast, but you're always looking out for our like opportunities
our
and
actual careers. Yeah.
You that's are really a very, nice. Very wonderful person.
Oh, that's so nice. But I do think you both are brilliant and deserve everything. And so, of course.
This is such an emotional day.
Oh, okay, next. Give us another one. That was so nice. That was too nice. Oh.
I'm Joe. Carry on.
Would you rather cum mayonnaise or sweat mustard?
Cum mayonnaise. Next cum question. Mayonnaise.
Interesting. Okay.
Because I got sweat around my eyes. It'd be fucking painful.
Also mayonnaise in my fingers. Point, okay, where are the chips?
Fucking
next.
Stupid. Yeah.
Is misandry bad? From Alicia.
What's that word?
It's the equivalent of misogyny, but it's where misandry is where you dislike men or like you're anti-men.
Oh yeah, you should never group people together. That being said,
I think the context,
I love men.
There was extra context to this. It's like, is misandry bad or is it sort of okay, like correctively? I kind of find myself drawn towards it, but I should stop.
I think there's a difference between like asking for equal rights and misandry, and I don't enjoy the conflation between them. That happens a lot. Mm-hmm. But in answer to your question, I don't know, see the podcast. What do you think we think?
I love men.
No, it's not ideal, obviously.
If we didn't have men, we'd only have half of ABBA.
When you pot it like that.
And I'm not saying that Frida Agneta wouldn't have made an amazing band. I'm just saying that Ben and Bjorn brought a lot to the table. And we lest we forget.
And of course, Chess the Musical.
Chess the Musical. Thank God for Tim Rice as well, being in the mix there.
Benny
Bjorn and Tim Rice, yeah.
Fair play.
I know him so well.
It's a banger.
Next.
Do you have any party tricks, asks Says.
I'm an incredible host, if that's what you mean.
Yes, me and Anna Grant used to have one at school where she'd lie on the floor, I'd step over her, I'd pick her up with her head coming through my legs and her legs around my waist, and we'd play each other's bums like a drum. And
boys
loved it. They fucking loved it.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great.
I don't know if we'd be able to. Well, we'd still be able to do it, actually. Anna, remind me to do that with you next time I see
Make
you.
Make us a video and send it to us if you do.
Thank you, Anna Grant. Remind me, please.
And so our final question, obviously there's a few more have gone into the Patreon extras. If you want to go to Patreon, you can see what's been cut. And also Helen's thorn will be there.
Don't sign up just for that, because then I'll feel self-conscious.
What are you talking about? Just sign up for anyway. In fact, by the time this goes out, we might already be on 1,000 patrons. Just saying.
And before we go, there's a huge announcement, but go on.
Yep. Well, it's relevant to this question, actually.
Okay.
Going back to Sunday, the 11th of July, 2021.
So, like, getting close to Edinburgh last...
Gigless Live.
Gigless Live.
No, it wasn't.
Okay.
Oh, my God, and we all met up. Do you remember the three of us went to Balance?
Yeah.
And we had brunch.
Yes.
Before we did it. And we were so nervous.
Oh, my God, yeah, go on.
And then you were all sitting. It was so weird.
And now we have our own studio just around the corner from Balance.
Woo! So weird.
That's really cool.
Next.
Were any of you nervous on the day of the show? So for those of you who don't
petrified.
Know.
Petrified. We went and had a drink and a worry.
Yeah, we got quite drunk, actually. But for those that don't know, Gigless was an online gig that we used to run during COVID on Zoom and on YouTube. So yes, were you nervous? And was it weird seeing people in real life after seeing them on Zoom for so long?
So weird. So yeah. Weird and also so affirming. And a real relief that the whole thing hadn't been a fever dream.
Mm. But everyone to be honest. Was nervous.
Yeah, they
it
were
wasn't
nervous.
Just us. They were we nervous, were nervous see each walking other. Up there, but they were like there was a nervous energy from every single one of
I
us.
I think
there.
They were nervous to see each other as well because they'd all like some people had like joined a WhatsApp group mm-hmm. and like really formed a community and were also like a lot of people came alone. Like it was a very nervous, from excitable everywhere. Energy from everywhere. People had come also to like the nervousness for me was like people had driven hours.
Happens if we're not. What they yeah. thought. Yeah.
Yeah, it was terrifying.
It's like a first date, but with so many people that totally. You might have conned for so long.
Totally, totally. It was petrifying. It was so exciting.
And do we walk past that guy I used to date?
Oh my god, yes!
That's oh, the same with one.
A big
but on
day,
the way there, I was like, no! Like, it was just, there was too much going yeah. on.
Okay, before we go to the Patreon extras, we have an announcement.
What? No, I know.
We have decided. We started as an online gig and that community was where we got our initial following from. And also, like, we're thrilled the lockdown is over and that we don't have to do online gigs anymore. But there are still a huge number of people for whom online gigs were amazing because of accessibility issues, because they're not from here, because sometimes...
Hay fever.
Because sometimes going outside is difficult. And so we would like to announce two online gigs. Trusty Hogs presents... Outside is awful. We've got one on the 31st of October. Now you might be thinking, Catherine, but that's Halloween. Yes, but Halloween falls on a Tuesday this year, so you'll have gone to your parties the weekend beforehand. And then on the Tuesday, you'll be thinking, well, I need something to do of the evening.
I highly recommend coming to Outside is Awful
yeah.
and then watching your Practical Magic moment.
Yeah,
that's what we're going to do. Gorgeous. I'm going to Catherine's to do it. We're going to do that and then we're going to watch Practical Magic together.
I found a video of you at my house one of those nights dancing around my living room and you were hammered and the camera was all over the shop. And I was like, God, we used to get absolutely over our tits.
We got blackout for a while.
Yeah, so that is October 31st and the second is a Christmas spectacular, December 5th, early doors so that you can also do all your work events, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. At both of them, there will be Zoom tickets. There will be YouTube tickets. There's a cap of mm-hmm. 80 Zoom tickets. So mm-hmm. if you want those, get on there early. We are telling you now because you'll be listening to this earliest. If you're on the Patreon, you'll be listening to this on Wednesday. So you can go to the website. Where will the tickets be, Andrew?
Well, you can either go to our Linktree, linktura.ee/trustyhogs, or direct to the ticket site, which is ticketsource.co.uk/kerfuffle.
Because we won't be sharing it until Thursday when the Gen Pop.
Exactly. And hello to the Gen Pop if you're here, my darling.
Hi, Gen Pop.
Tickets available for you too, my loves. And then we actually probably, yeah, we'll share it later Thursday or on Friday for everybody who didn't listen to the episode yet on Instagram, on Twitter, etc. But please come. I think it's going to be a joyful celebration.
The lineups are looking so good.
Oh my God, the lineups are looking incredible. And real Trusty Hogs faves on the lineups. And also, just really excited to see if we have international listeners, we'd love to see you there. Anyone, everyone is welcome. That's the beauty also is that like everyone can come because it's in your freaking living room.
Yeah, it will also be available on the stream.
Yeah,
80 capped in the Zoom.
We're doing what we always did, which is like we want it to be accessible so the ticket prices are very low and then we'll have a donation link on the night if you're having a great time and you want to donate more, you can. But the point is we want it to be for everyone, so we'll see you there.
And are we doing dress up?
for Halloween, fuck yeah. And for Christmas, fuck yeah.
Okay, dress up everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You missed one of the Halloween ones.
Yeah, I had to host with Rachel from Shelf. Remember? You missed the Halloween one.
And yeah, I remember.
Why was I not there?
You had something. You were sick, I think. Possibly you had COVID.
Did I have COVID?
Yeah, I think possibly you did.
Poor Helen.
Oh, for God's sake. We'll see you on the 31st of October. Oh, guys, 100 episodes. You absolute fucking legends.
Sure, you don't want to sing it out?
No, but I want to say that thank you for sticking with us. And here's to another 100.
Here's to another 100.
Here's to another 100.
Please have a baby before it.
Oh, my God, no. This is so emotional.
Through the fog, step forth the trusty hogs. You're gonna give them your problems and they will solve them. But maybe they won't, and that's your problem. They'll have guests and Andrew White on the tech. Yeah, it's Helen and Catherine as the trusty hogs. Trust those trusty hogs, or maybe not. Oh, a lovely listener, I believe called Sadie, let me find it. Yes, no, Sadie, but not Sadie Cashmore.
There's Sadie. Two Sadies?
Yes, this
whoa,
is...
Whoa, 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 whoa,
Sadie, Sadie, married lady. Name that musical.
Oklahoma.
I actually don't know.
Funny Girl.
Oh, That's very bad of me. Bad game of me. Sadie Smith, which I can say because she's put it publicly, has written Trusty Hogs verse 2 and put it on the piano. Just sung her own version of Trusty Hogs.
What?
Wait, can we hear it now?
Yeah, let me see.
How will Hugh feel that he has a competitor?
Hugh won't know.
Here we go. Ready?
Yes.
Through the fog. Step off the trusty
heart. Oh my God, it's so much better.
Oh, you're gonna give me a problem. They will solve. Maybe they won't. That's your problem. They'll have guests. And you had another tech. Oh, but it's Helen and
Helen.
Is
this on Instagram?
On YouTube.
Trust the trusty heart. So maybe not.
It's so country, I love it.
To the years.
What? I was prepared to hate that and I fucking loved it.
I can literally feel the people of Trusty Hog Nation just standing up being like, there's our new anthem.
Lighters at the... Oh my God, that was amazing!
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.